I believe it's the only school, the whole school of music in the state of Arkansas.
Well, really, I mean, she bores there, though. I mean, she, that's what I mean.
No, she doesn't commute.
It's way too far from here. It would be to commute, wouldn't it? That's right. I know where I was confusing Arkadelphia with Jonesboro. I don't know where it is. Of course, she doesn't commute to Arkadelphia.
It's 160 miles.
Mm. Oh, well, that's way too far. Yeah, I'm gradually learning about Arkansas, you know, more and more, but I still get confused. But I've really enjoyed it. I've met lots of nice people.
Well, that's good.
Lots of places. It's been really interesting. Well, I hope that your friends weren't too...
Oh, no, they'll be back. They had some more people here to visit anyway, so they'll just get their visit over with them, and then
really
come back.
No, uh-uh.
No, well, that's all right. It didn't make any difference.
Be late. And I told Uncle I didn't think I would drink that second cup of coffee. And I sat there, and then it was hot, you know, the guy, and I had to sit there and wait for it to cool. And I looked at my watch and said, oh my goodness, and it jumped up and left her completely with the dishes, which was terrible.
Well, she didn't mind.
But she said, I got a dishwasher, come on. And I told her, she said, you're running late, you better go, you know, so everything. But I sure do like them.
They're nice neighbors. I don't get to see them very often. I work all the time, and so they
go out. Yeah, that's what she said. She said, because you work all the time. You work from the phone?
No, I work for an automobile parts.
Oh, for an automobile.
I keep books for them.
I thought that. She was telling me, if somebody worked for the phone, I was getting confused. It's really difficult. After my father died, my mother had, of course, started working all the time. She said after that she really never did, never got to see the neighbors very much.
You don't have time.
And she really never did. Mm-hmm. Which was one of the reasons I think that it's probably easy for her to move back to Arkansas, because she had been working for so long that, you know, it wasn't the same as it had been when we were little kids, when she had time to go around and visit and see people all the time, and Daddy was still alive, you know. So that makes a lot of difference. Mm-hmm. He was, we lived in not a large town, but he had about 30,000, and Marshall has about 1,000.
Uh-huh.
So it's been kind of
a big
change for her and everything. But she would still, you know, come back and visit every summer, so it wasn't, you know, so much like she'd always said that when she retired, she was going to move back up. Marshall, nobody believed her, and she did it, you know. She wanted to come with me on this because she wanted to see Opal real badly, but she couldn't come because her family's been involved in this estate thing and an auction and all this, and it's such a big mess, and they were had all this legal stuff she had to take care of, and she didn't get to come, and waited as long as I could to come here, you know, hoping she'd get to come, because Opal hasn't been able to come visit for so long because he was sick. Everything. Come and see her. So I told her that maybe if I come back next year or something, you know, I can get to bring her, because she hadn't seen her in a long time. I really feel bad about that.
Sad. It really is.
Well, I really did appreciate it. I really enjoyed it. Seemed like the time went by. I didn't really mean to stay this long.
I just really enjoyed it.
They just came back.
I knew they'd be back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And